Hi everyone, I'm Sean Maloney. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Mapping the Nutraceuticals World. In this episode, I talk to Caitlin Vanderhaeg, President and CEO of Kidstar Nutrients, a Canadian company that promises to deliver the highest quality nutritional supplements for kids. Caitlin's experience spans over a decade of supply chain management and ingredient sourcing in the natural products industry, first with her mom's company, Lorna Vanderhaeg Health Solutions, which was acquired by Jamieson Labs in 2014. Caitlin co-founded Kidstar Nutrients after one of her daughters was diagnosed with iron deficiency, and she wasn't satisfied with what was available on the market. Caitlin's mission is to continue educating parents about kids' nutrition and iron deficiency while providing clean nutrients for kids and families. So here's my interview with Caitlin Vanderhaeg. So your mom is Lorna Vanderhaeg, who's been a leading natural health expert and women's health advocate for many years. So you grew up in and around the natural health industry. What stands out to you from your childhood? What impressions has your mom left on you about health and science and the like?
You know, growing up in the industry was very interesting because I didn't know it was an industry. You know, I thought every household looked the same when I was a kid. And slowly, as I got older and older, I realized we were actually kind of alternative to other families, which, you know, as a child, you don't see anything else besides your own household. But the biggest thing that we were taught was to ask questions, read labels, ask questions, and ask why. So when you go to the doctor, just simply asking why, and you'll get a lot of answers back, and you learn so much more about what's happening with your own health. And then you get to take charge of your own health. So that's the biggest thing that we learned as kids growing up.
So how many siblings do you have?
I am the youngest of four.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm the youngest of three.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I know that you founded Kidstar Nutrients with your brother, Kyle. Was that always your plan? Did you always envision yourself as being ahead of a business?
No. Not at all, actually. You know, I watched my mom in the industry and how hard she worked. And, you know, she was a single mom of four. So we were all always part of what she was doing because, of course, she had four kids. So I saw the struggles. I knew how hard it was. After university, I started working for her, for Lorna Vanderhaeg Health Solutions, now known as Smart Solutions. And, you know, I watched the struggles. I watched us not make money for a few years. You know, we were juggling credit card payments, making sure she got into hotel rooms. And to be honest, I looked at that and thought, oh, wow. This is huge. I don't know if I have it in me. But, you know, once the company was sold, I had my own girls. And one of my daughters ended up being diagnosed with iron deficiency. And I went on a hunt for great quality products. And to be honest, I came up empty handed. I was reading labels, putting them back on shelves. Anything that was close to maybe what I wanted to buy, she wouldn't even take. So I really feel like I got more pushed into it, into this role. I loved what I did with her company. I was in the raw material side and I love ingredients in the nutraceutical industry. That's really where my passion for this comes from. And then, you know, I had little kids. So my brother said, you know, this is really hard to do alone and I'm here to support you. So we should do this together.
Nice. So yeah. What gap were you hoping to fill in the children's supplement space? What need did you see that wasn't addressed?
The biggest one actually was nutrient deficiency, single ingredients. So something like an iron product. That was really big for us. We couldn't find anything in the nutraceutical side that had great quality ingredients, minimal non-medicinal, tasted good. And to be honest, you know, a lot of the products either had sugar or they had an alcohol base and they're really, it just came up empty handed. And the core of the Kidstar line is iron products for that reason. And then from there, we really branched out to see what are the key things that kids need and where can we make these products better for our customers.
What formulation challenges did you face? Obviously, it needs to taste good, forget yeah. to take it, right? But you're also in focused on including clean, pure ingredients with nothing to hide, as your tagline says.
It was very interesting at the beginning. You know, we're telling the manufacturers we don't want to have, you know, this many lubricants or this many fillers, or we don't want to have this. And why is there four of them? And so I think number one was getting the manufacturers on board with how we wanted to make the product, and then looking at every single ingredient on how the ingredient has been made and what's in the ingredient. So it really filters down your choices when you're looking at products and what you want to make, which is good because then you're realizing what's out there and what you can use. Taste is huge. Taste and texture, I would say, for kids is the biggest thing that you have to look at. And the fact that every kid likes something different, or they like it 1 week and they don't like it the next week. So, you know, that was probably the hardest part. We had a lot of samples. My girls tried every single product. You know, they'd look at me and they'd say, what version is this? And I was like, don't worry, it tastes okay. And, you know, they'd look at you like, are you sure? So in the end, we were able to make products they liked.
Yeah, there's a trust factor there that you have to earn, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
What unique health challenges do children face today in general, but particularly today in our modern society, given all the disruption from COVID? What beneficial nutrients are they commonly missing?
So normally we see iron deficiency. We see our omegas, vitamin D3 are the three big ones. And then generally we always recommend multivitamins because you know what? It's really hard to get our kids to eat what we want them to eat every day. And then what they're eating is not the same level that it used to be, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Mm-hmm. So those are the big ones we're noticing. You know, we want to make sure we fill in the gap. We don't want to have so much guilt from parents. You know, it's so hard time-wise, everything we're doing to get all the stuff we need into our kids every day and every week. So that's where supplements nicely fit in and they fill the gap.
Yeah. Now you have a prenatal product as well. I feel like we can't really completely talk about children's health without talking about women's health. Yeah. Would you speak to the importance of nutrition for women, maybe before, during, and after pregnancy, and the importance of a prenatal supplement?
Oh, yeah, this is a great point. So for the baby, everything starts long before the woman gets pregnant. So we need to have great prenatal health. And then during the pregnancy, we need to ensure our levels are still adequate. And so depending where you are in North America, may depend on when you get blood work done. So if you're with a fertility clinic in Canada, you'd actually get your blood work done prior to getting pregnant and ensure your levels are good. And then once you get pregnant, you do it again. And then near the third trimester, you do it again to ensure that at every stage, you're still having adequate iron levels and making sure you're good. Some places also, you know, you only have it at the beginning once you get pregnant, once you find out. So we always focus on, you know, even if you're just of childbearing years, make sure you're taking a great multivitamin with iron so that just in case you're ready to go.
Yeah. Now, in February of 2023, you received the Woman of Worth Business Mom of the Year. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
What has that recognition meant for you?
You know, it was a hard award, I think, because I think it makes you think about what you're doing at home and what you're doing at work. And the fact that there is no balance, sadly. You know, like you think, oh, I can balance all these things. It, you know, everything's going to have equal attention. But it's not the case, at least for me. I'm sure maybe some people can do it, but it's hard. So I've actually more focused on when I'm at work, I'm at work. And when I'm at home, I'm at home. And I do try really hard to make sure we have family vacations. So that whole week that we're together is the vacation with the family and I'm paying attention to the family. You know, sometimes it doesn't always go as planned. You get a few text messages from work, but that's the biggest balance I'd say that I can do is focus on what you're doing at the time so that they have your attention.
Yeah, it's definitely tough to manage all things at once, right? What are the biggest challenges you faced as a mom and as a business leader, sort of following that thread a bit?
You know, I'd say childcare is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to work, my youngest was 18 months. And at the time, I'd been working from home for a really long time, having my mother-in-law do days on and days off so that I could go into the office. And when I started KidStar, I knew I had to be in the office more often. So we actually had a family friend start looking after the girls and she became our nanny. And that was a huge change for me. That was when I was able to focus at work. And when I was able to actually separate the two, which was great for me personally and my mental health, knowing that I had time to breathe in both scenarios. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest thing of being a mom. Also, you know, when I go to trade shows and stuff, I'm obviously not at home. So, you know, I've had a few text messages from other parents going, oh, your daughter had a solo today in, you know, this concert. So you know, it pulls the heartstrings. You know that you're missing out on a few things, but I do know that there's loving people at home taking care of them. So I do remind myself that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier you managed supply chain for your mom's supplement business for, I think, 9 years. And now, obviously, you have your own business, and supply chains have been under intense pressure of late, to say the least. How do you approach ingredient sourcing, and how do you manage and maintain the integrity of your value chains?
So we look ahead. So we do a lot of forecasting of what we're going to need and where we're going to need it from. And then, of course, if things are coming from Europe or something needs to be on an airplane, we do really make sure that we're maximizing the amount that's on the pallet, so we don't have to do an extra shipment. You know, we want to make sure if it's not a stackable pallet, how much can we get on there? How much are we going to ship over? You know, some things have great shelf lives and some things don't. So we really do have to focus on where it's coming from and how much we need for the next year to ensure that our prices are stable. You know, air shipping during 2021 was outrageous.
Yeah.
And there was no other alternative. You can't put something in a container on a boat for months on end when the weather changes. So it's been difficult. We've eaten a lot of shipping costs over the last year and a half, and now we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel of things getting back to normal, which is very exciting.
Yeah. I wonder how you build trust with consumers and establish authenticity, especially in a scenario when consumers are in different countries, have different value sets.
That's a great question. Really, it's earned, obviously. You really have to build the trust, and they have to grant you that trust as well. So we just do repeat action. We feel like the more you let everybody know why you're doing something and the reasons behind it, and that when customers do ask us things, we tell them exactly what they want to know. You know, some things can't be obviously published to everybody because you have competitors. But consumers, we definitely make sure that we answer all their questions, whatever it is, so that they feel the knowledge as well, so they can trust our brand. And that's the biggest part. You know, it's repeat action to get your trust.
What's the best advice or feedback that you've gotten from your mom, or maybe somebody else that you would pass on to others?
This is a very good question as well. These are great questions, John.
Thank you.
So I would have to say is, if you want to do it, make it happen. And there's always a way to get to that goal. And, you know, it's not always easy, but if you want it, do it and take that first step.
Caitlin Vanderhaeg, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean.